Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house over here near the Oakland, California area, the normal studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network back in San Francisco. Scott is back there. He's the captain of the controls tonight, and he's also by the phone, poised like a Cobra, to put you on the air for your video game question, comment, or concern at the toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, gamers. Dial me up. 1-800-878-7529 will get you in and get you heard across this great land of ours, Mexico, Canada, wherever you're picking up the show. Remember, this show is also proudly to be on The Voice on American Forces Radio Network. Many years on AFN. I'm a FAN of the military. I come from a military family, I think most Americans do, but even if you don't, we appreciate all that they do in keeping us safe. So you guys stay safe. You guys and gals out there are doing a great job. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. We are on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the programming. On Sirius XM, very cool to be on the Dan Patrick channel as well. The show started off in the early days of Sirius XM, and great to be back on once again. Also, not only on sportsbyline.com and emails rick@sportsbyline.com, you'll do that to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, as I always do. And also, if you'd like to know a cheat code to one of your older games, I'll do that at the end of the show. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. But I'm also proud to be on the SB Nation radio network as well, out of Houston, Texas. And you can go to that website, SB Nation Live, to hear the show. Go through that website as well. If you want to tweet at me, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. Today on the show, as always, mentioned the free game I'll give away at 40 after. Also let you know the new releases, that segment as well, what is new on the shelf. And we also have a guest coming up right after the break. We'll be joined by Josh Suey. He has a new film, a documentary about Midway Games called Insert Coin, which is a big hit at the film festivals. We'll talk to Josh next. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show filmmaker Joshua Sui. He has a new film documentary called Insert Coin, and it's going to be the opening night film at the 19th San Francisco Documentary Festival, or they call it SF DocFest. That's going to be the virtual edition. September 3rd is when it will air. The festival will run through the 20th. Josh, welcome to the show. Insert Coin is it's very informative to the younger crowd or those just who didn't know what Midway had going on. It's kind of a love letter to Midway Games, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very fond look back at some crazy times in video game history.
Well, you think about the crash in 83, 84, and E.T. and video games. Some people thought maybe they were dead. And when they came back and coming back with a real bang, Midway Games came in, and they took a much more irreverent look, which is really an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, for Midway in particular, and back then it was called Williams Electronics, they suffered that video game crash, and their principal game designer left the industry, but then, in the late 80s came back and, created a game called NARC that basically completely changed the industry, leading into the 90s.
And NARC was a game where you weren't on a lizard with a golden axe. you weren't killing aliens. This was sort of like in the news, and it made it a little more visceral, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it was a lot of games that up until that point were very fantasy based, and so Jarvis comes in, and much like many people of that generation, they were heavily influenced by action films of the 80s. If you look at the Schwarzenegger films and the Bruce Willis films and RoboCop and all these things, you know, Jarvis came in. It's like, you know what? I want to do something that's like those movies and is very, you know, for lack of a better term, very American or Western in tone. Because a lot of the more successful games up until that point, you know, were coming from Japan. And so, you know, Jarvis comes in and just wanted to go in a completely different direction and wanted to, things to be more realistic. And, you know, with that realism came, you know, a heightened sense of violence to it also. Granted, it was cartoon violence, but it was just, you know, it was never seen, that type of action was never really seen before at that point.
You know, you mentioned Williams, and when I think of Williams games, I just think about looking up on that big wood console. And for me, it was all about Defender, which was a game that really changed everything. How did we get from Williams to Midway? What was the transition there?
Yeah, so what happened was that, you know, it's interesting. So Williams, you know, they had their video games, and then they also had their pinball, and that was all in Chicago. And Bally Midway was a separate company that was also in Chicago, and they were like huge rivals of each other. And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, may have forgotten that Bally was a massive company. They were pumping out games like crazy. They were making hit pinballs. Also, they grew to become a giant company that did casinos and health clubs and everything. And they got less and less interested in video games. And so Williams, riding off of the high of, you know, the success of NARC, and also their pinball division was very successful at that point. You know, they were able to leverage some of their power to basically buy out Bally. Because, Bally, they just weren't interested in video games anymore. So what ended up happening was that they got the deal to buy Bally, and then they turned Bally Midway into Williams Bally Midway, which eventually ended up just becoming Midway Game. But the irony was that, you know, Williams bought out Bally, and then they made a game called Arch Rivals, a great basketball game that was in development for Bally. And that was the first game after the merger. And that game became so successful that that single game paid for the entire acquisition of Bally into Midway.
Outstanding. A couple more questions for Josh Suey. His new film, a documentary called Insert Coin, going to be starting out here at the San Francisco Doc Festival on September 3rd. You mentioned, you know, the sort of violent look, and I think a lot of people, when they think of Midway, they think of, you know, as you say, Arch Rivals, NBA Jam, but a lot of people think about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And so we never saw a spine being pulled out of somebody's body before. And so if you think about what Rockstar does now, they really blazed the trail for people like Rockstar, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, it wasn't like games weren't violent before that, before Mortal Kombat, but it was kind of, you know, just the graphics weren't there. They're very kind of cartoonish, you know, they're very abstract in nature. And because of the way games like NARC and NBA Jam and Mortal Kombat were designed, they used real actors. They digitized actors and put them in the game. So for its time, it felt very realistic. You're controlling realistic people. And so what ended up happening is, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, as they were designing the game, yeah, it was violent, but it was really more about the humor. You know, the humorous violence. If you look at how ridiculous it is to pull somebody's head off and the whole spinal column comes out with it, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a big joke. And so it was really made more for humor than anything else. And that's what, you know, made that so attractive to people. Now, you know, once you start taking that context out of it and it evolves over, you know, a couple of decades into something like GTA, where, you know, people get even nuttier and it becomes more and more realistic, you know, then people have a different reaction to it. But yeah, it definitely came from games like Mortal Kombat and, you know, and subsequent games of Midway, because once Midway got a taste of success with some of this over the top comedic violence, you know, they just started putting that in almost every game out there.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that pushback, because just like rock and roll in the 50s was the devil's music and it was corrupting America's youth, there were a lot of people, a lot of politicians as well, who didn't understand that bad parenting when it comes to guns and drugs and alcohol, whatever, some of this stuff is adult entertainment. And so they would say, well, if this kid is violent or getting bad grades, it must be because of Mortal Kombat. So what was it like for Midway to suffer the slings and arrows of what kids today would call haters?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was really interesting. And in the film, we talk about the way the studio and how upper management took this. And basically, you know, we knew that, you know, it was all kind of a big joke. You know, it's more to be funny than anything else. And so when all this ruckus came about, you know, when there's like, you know, congressmen, you know, getting on the Senate floor talking about video game violence, you know, like basically the company and upper management loved it. I mean, they loved the fact that people were talking about it, because every time somebody, a politician, you know, usually is talking about how video games are corrupting the youth of America, sales for these games rose up like crazy. It was just free publicity at that point. And if you look back on it now, it's just silly. I mean, it's, you know, I think some good came out of it because, like, the rating system came out of it, and that helped, you know, it helped both the retailers and the designers of the game, because now that the designers know that, hey, this game is going to be for teen, they knew where the guardrails were, or if they're going to be mature, they knew they're, you know, they can go in a certain direction. So that helped out a lot. But in general, you know, the way Midway looked at it was fantastic. People are talking about the game. Let them talk about it. If they want to regulate it, that's great, because that people are still going to buy the game no matter what. And if anything, now that there's ratings, you know, it helps parents decide what kind of games their kids should be getting. Now, whether those parents are actually paying attention to it or not, that's something that's, you know, completely out of the company's control.
Yeah, no doubt. One final question for you. I've seen it. Insert Coin is fantastic. You guys sent a preview screener. But whenever you make a film, especially a documentary, and you sit down with people and interview them, and then you spend, you know, usually a year or two posting it, getting it all together, what's mm-hmm. How gratifying is it for you that people have responded the way they have? And then also, the people in the film, what's their take on how it all ended up?
Yeah, so to answer the first part, it feels great for people to react so positively to it. And you know, I think the best feeling is when somebody who, you know, kind of knows a bit about video games, when they see the film, or if they know about the subject and they see the film, and they come out with, wow, I didn't realize this led to this, or I didn't even realize that, you know, the reason why there were certain decisions made, especially on the business side of things. So that's super gratifying, and I'm glad people are discovering something new about their childhood. But then in terms of the participants, we had a cast and crew screening out here in Chicago for everybody. And, you know, I was a nervous wreck, you know, watching them watch the film. and at the end, you know, so many people came up and said, you know what, you absolutely captured the way it felt like working on these games, or, you know, the way we felt when the games went out and people were playing them. And that was really gratifying because, you know, I was afraid that it was going to be too inside baseball in terms of the information that was out there. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure that, you know, that I was able to get people to feel what it was like inside that studio. And so to hear that was just, you know, it really made it all worthwhile.
Great stuff. And it's a film with a great name. It's called Insert Coin. We've been speaking to the man behind the project, Joshua Tsui. It will be at the 19th annual San Francisco Documentary Festival, SF DocFest Virtual Edition. It'll be the opening night film on September 3rd. The festival runs through the 20th. And then make sure that you keep your eyes out, get your hands on this when it becomes available. Once again, Insert Coin, make sure to check it out. Josh, congratulations on the project. Thanks for coming on the Video Game Review, and let's catch up on your next one.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, and the lines are open on the other side at 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that. A little music from Super Mario Land on the old N64. Rick Tittle back with you on the Video Game Review. Open lines the rest of the way at 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after, and let you know also what the new releases will be this week. At the end of the show, cheat codes, send a request. I usually like giving them out for older games. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick@sportsbyline.com. As I mentioned last week, there was a lawsuit when it came to Epic Games and Apple and Android concerning Fortnite, because what happened in August is the fact that Fortnite got an update on the App Store on your iOS system and the Google Market Android dealio. But the update allowed players to bypass the store's digital payment system. And instead of going through Apple and Google, the payments went directly to Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite. And so Apple and Google subsequently pulled Fortnite. And they said you have violated the terms of service. The terms of service for both Fortnite and Apple is a 30% fee. And you can understand it. How do you get your app out there? You get it on the App Store, the Google Market, and they get 30% of the cut. Some people think that's obscenely high, but it's 30% of what you were going to get, and maybe you were going to get nothing. So you get 70% of something. It just depends on your perspective. But Apple, as I mentioned, it booted Epic from the Apple Developer Program as well. And that was a move that Epic said would force it to discontinue all iOS and Mac support for the Unreal Engine. So Epic sued both companies and filed for a temporary restraining order against Apple to keep it from what they called, quote, removing, delisting, refusing to list, or otherwise making unavailable the app Fortnite, including any update thereof. So the order also enabled Epic to continue supporting Unreal Engine on Apple devices. But here's why I bring it up again today. Because this weekend, in a surprise twist, Microsoft is now backing Epic in the legal battle. Microsoft, General Manager of Gaming Developer Experiences, how's that for a title? His name's Kevin Gammell. And Gammell officially submitted a letter to the court in support of Epic today. And so this in this battle, I mean, they got Epic got a very powerful and unexpected ally. And the reason that Microsoft gave this letter, they said that they weren't writing because they're upset about Fortnite being pulled, but because of the ripple effects of the legal battle. Because what Gammell does, as his title shows, is he works with game developers on behalf of Microsoft platform, i.e. Xbox. And he's very worried that Apple's move to cut developmental ties with Epic, he says, will harm game creators and gamers. That's because, I mean, forget Fortnite for a second. The fact that Epic makes the Unreal Engine software suite, which is used to create so many games and so many smartphone versions of games. In fact, they did the smartphone version of PUBG, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. And Microsoft also has a phone game called Forza Street, amongst others, that uses it. So when Apple yanked Fortnite from the App Store and canceled the developmental program effective August 28th, without access to Apple's developer technology, Epic said it would be unable to issue updates to the Unreal Engine on iOS or Mac, which in turn would mean that any developer using that engine would be unable to update their own games. Think about how often, if you have an iPhone like me, they have a new version of the operating system. It's what? It seems like every 6 weeks or so, doesn't it? So in short, the games on the Apple App Store that could be affected by Epic losing access to Apple's developmental program is something that is very worrisome to Microsoft. And Gammell, another quote, as I saw on MSN, he said, Apple's discontinuation of Epic's ability to develop and support Unreal Engine for iOS or macOS will harm game creators and gamers. And then he said the harm has already been launched. It's been launched, the nuclear code. So if you think about Phil Spencer, who most people go to, not just from Microsoft and Bill Gates, but Phil Spencer is the Xbox guy. And people were waiting to see what he was going to say. But right now, Microsoft is making the deal. But Fortnite has been off the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store since August 13th now. So instead of buying the game virtual money, the V-Bucks, you can get them now directly from Epic at a 20% discount. And so these smartphone conglomerates, as they pulled them out, they're like, that's just, you know, they said that Apple said that they would not make an exception for Epic to alter the App Store policy. In other words, you pay us the 30% or you're out. Apple said, we don't think it's right to put their business interests ahead of the guidelines that protect our customers. So we will see how these hearings go. And I don't know if you're on anybody's side, but, you know, it's, you can definitely see both sides of it. If you just go with the rules cut and dried, saying, look, everybody has to pay 30% of the revenue you get, which is millions and millions of dollars. We talked about it last week, how Apple especially made tens of millions of dollars off the 30% fee. But you think about all that in-app stuff that you buy, every skin, every little extra thing you want to get, they get 30 cents on the dollar. But you could see Epic Games saying, you know, this is, we're being fleeced. And there's no, this is a monopoly. I don't know. I'm not a business guy. I just like playing video games. But once you get into the Unreal Engine, that's when it gets scary. Because I think at this point, most people, dare I say, could probably live without Fortnite at this point. But if you already have it, you have it anyway. I mean, who hasn't downloaded it yet? You're just not going to get any updates. So we'll see. All right, when we come back from the break, I will be giving away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 After, and the lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention Rick Tittle. That's me, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today. Call 800-MYBETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's the Video Game Review. We'll get you back to the sports talk here on all the networks, Sports Byline, SB Nation, the Dan Patrick Channel, wherever you're listening. It's great to have you with us, especially on American Forces. But it's time to give away the new game, as I do at this time. The game is PGA Tour 2K21, developed by HB Studios and published, obviously, by 2K Games. It is for the Switch, the 4, and the 1. I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. Happy to say, people say you don't give enough Switch games away. Well, here it is. The question I have now: you answer by typing in the email address. The second correct answer wins. I always say second because if I say the 57th, I might not get that many, and people think that's too crazy. If I say the first, you're like, nah, somebody beat me to it. But the second, I think people think they have a shot. And I do get some responses. So send the answer to rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E, rick@sportsbyline.com. My question is this game about golf or is this game about dinosaurs?
Like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's that obvious. Once again, is this game about golf or dinosaurs? PGA Tour 2K21. Their blurb is, tee off with the inaugural 2K Games PGA Tour golf game. PGA Tour 2K21 features 15 licensed PGA Tour courses. Players can also trick out their own greens and fairways with thousands of custom options in the course designer. That sounds pretty cool. Design your own golf course. That's neat, as the kids would say. Actually, kids don't say that anymore. Offline or online versus, you can do it as well. Once again, PGA Tour UK21, send your answer to Rick, Sports Byline, ada.com. Speaking of documentaries, last week on the show we had Melissa Wood and France Costrell. They were the women behind the Netflix documentary series called High Score. And I've been watching it. You can binge the whole thing if you want. But it's a little kind of kitschy and cheesy at times, but I'm really liking it because I'm of the age where I grew up with all this stuff. You know, I had Pong when it was new.
Damn, how old is you?
How old is I? I guess pretty old, but not elderly yet. But it's I think especially for people who look back at the 2600 and think about how the bleeps and blips and even moving into the world of 8-bit and 16-bit, it's pretty cool. And they just recently watched a couple episodes of Rise of Nintendo and the Famicom in Japan, or the Family Computer as they called it, and how it looked kind of janky and was burgundy and gray, and they got the more sleek lunchbox looking model of the NES, and then the Nintendo World Championships in 1990, and the Rise of Nintendo Power. That was a magazine that I subscribed to at the time. It was funny, they showed people buying games at Toys R Us. Like, that used to be one place that you could get your video games. And there weren't a lot of video game boutiques, although we ended up having the Electronics Boutique and Game Crazy, and finally GameStop kind of monopolizes everything now. But it reminded me of when I would buy a game at Toys R Us. You would see the game, and then you would take out the little slip of paper with the price on it, and you would take that up to the cashier, and then they would get the game back in the day. But anyway, High Score on Netflix. You should really get down and check it out, y'all.
1-800-878-PLAY. We also saw this weekend at DC FanDome, their virtual event yesterday, that a new Batman game is finally announced for you fans. I'm not a diehard Batman fan, but I know people who are, and this was earth-shattering for them. Gotham Knights, with a K. Gotham Knights was revealed at the DC FanDome there at WB Games Montreal. Je ne parle pas français, je suis américain. And if you remember that studio, they're the ones that did Arkham Origins from the Arkham series. So the teaser trailer showed a very dark Gotham City, more crime than ever from the apparent death of Bruce Wayne. And we last saw in Batman Arkham Knight. And following the Mentor's demise, as they say, Robin, Batgirl, Nightwing, and the Red Hood emerge as the city's new protectors. So it was a posthumous, if you like, video message from Batman revealing that the Batcave has been destroyed and that Code Black, how's that for a protocol? Code Black has been initiated. We know about Code Blue in hospitals, Code Black, and he says Gotham will need its protectors more than ever. And you see some of his charges there, training and suiting up. So it's a pretty intense montage showing off some of the fighting styles of the four playable characters and a lot of the gadgets that Batman is known for. Nightwing has the electric sticks. Red Hood's got the guns. Obviously, there's no Batmobile, but each one is on a pretty tricked out motorcycle. And then Mr. Freeze, one of the famous Batman villains. You see him in the trailer, as does the mysterious Court of Owls. And this is a bunch of guys wearing owl masks, and it's a kind of a recent addition to the Batman universe. This was not back in the Adam West days. But just this decade, I think it was 2011, in the comic books, DC Comics, that the Court of Owls came in. But WB Games Montreal teased their inclusion, and it confirmed a lot of the theories that fans has had, giving the villains their first major debut outside of comics. They say this will be a 2021 release, and you know it's going to be on those new systems. I don't know if you watched the Champions League final today. By the way, congratulations to Bayern Munich. I saw Bayern Munich in the Champions League in October when I went as the Oakland Raiders pre- and post-game host. So I was in London when they were playing the Bears, and Tottenham's my favorite team. I saw them dispatch Tottenham 7-2 in that game. Of course, they got off light because we saw Barcelona and the semis get beat 8-2. But anyway, congrats to them. Once again, 2021 is when we will have the Batman game. One other thing I wanted to mention before we get to the new releases here. There have been some researchers in France as part of the College of Humanities at a university called EPFL. And they've been working in collaboration for what they call the Initiative for Media Innovation and Le Temps, or The Time, to explore what they call digital narratives that bear witness to the period of pandemic-induced isolation. So what they have done is that they have developed a video game to test what this what the isolation and the pandemic is doing to us. Because, you know, obviously we never had any of this before. And so the graphic design is called Quatre Appart en Confinement, which means four condos and a containment. And it's just this series of interactive choose-your-own-adventure. And it has the lives of four fictitious neighbors in one building. So you click through the digital apartments, you visit characters, you participate briefly in what they're doing, their decisions, their worries, their frustrations, what they want to do. Some experiences may seem familiar with you, some experiences may seem weird. But spokesman for this, Monsieur Rochat, says, this video game allows us to tell the story of confinement from different angles while allowing the player to participate. This represents an important opportunity to relive confinement from the perspective of another person. For example, a single mother, an elderly woman, or a student. He says, with most media organizations now facing the question of audience renewal, interactive formats are a way to remain relevant to changing audiences while also attracting new ones, especially among younger viewers. Now, I have covered many times where video games were used in a therapeutic way like this. And I always say, I use the term video game loosely when it comes to this, because this isn't a AAA title that has been introduced. Like everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to play the pandemic isolation game from France. So is it a video game? Absolutely it is. You're just probably not going to see it on a market, but I thought it was worth bringing up because it just shows again that I always get the back or backs of video games is that they can not just entertainment, but it can also be used by very smart people to help us. All right, let's look at the new releases coming out this week. Actually, quite a few games. Kandagawa Jet Girls. This is a PS4 and PC action racing game. Street Power Soccer. This is Switch, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Vader Immortal, a Star Wars virtual reality. And this is a PS4 exclusive. It's episodic. Death End Re Quest 2. That's right. Death End Re semicolon Quest 2. PC game and action RPG. Giraffe and Annika. Annika Sorenstam, the Swedish tennis or golfer. Giraffe and Annika, this is for the Switch and the PS4. This looks very, not just anime, but very cartoony. Final Fantasy Crystal. This is now not only on your Android and iPhone, but it's on the Switch and PS4. Tell Me Why, Episode 1, an adventure DLC expansion game for Xbox One and PC. Hypnospace Outlaw, Switch, PS4, Xbox One, a sim. Control, AWE. PS4, PC, Xbox One, action adventure DLC. Outbreak, The New Nightmare, a PS4 adventure horror game. We also have Sky Hill Black Mist. This is an action adventure game for the Switch, the PS4, and the Xbox One. Immortal Realms Vampire, PC, Switch, Xbox One. Windbound, adventure RPG game on a boat, PS4, PC, Xbox One, Switch. Wasteland 3, it's the third incarnation here, Xbox One, PS4, Linux, how about that, Mac, and your personal computer. We have Road to Guangdong, adventure game, PC, Switch, Xbox One, and PS4. Stone Rage, a PC action game. Project Cars 3, Xbox One, PS4, and PC, a racing game. Shing, not Schwing, that was Wayne's World. Shing, S-H-I-N-G, and it's exclamation point, an action beat-em-up from for the PS4 and PC. Jump Force, Switch action fighting. We're also going to have Captain Tsubasa, Rise of the New, and Kingdom of Heroes Tactics. Now, a lot of people say that Madden is coming out this week. And why didn't I lead off with that? Because I also got a report that it wasn't. So anyway, Madden is scheduled to come out this week on the Xbox One, the PC, and PS4. So I don't know what to believe, but I have to say it because that was the original date, was August 28th. So we'll keep our fingers crossed because that's kind of a big deal. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with a cheat code on the other side. We'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301. 2301.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Time for the cheat code here. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Frankie. That's why I'm going, hey, Frankie, ow!
Rick, I'm not from the Bronx, not even Italian.
Frankie says, Rick, help me out with Manhunt on PS2. How can I get invisibility? That's a great question. And the thing about Manhunt, first thing you have to do is you have to complete both levels with a 5-star ranking, or you cannot get what you want. So, first of all, you got to complete the Train to Kill and the Border Patrol levels with the 5-star rank. Then, at the main menu, you press square 3 times, down, square, down, circle, up. Once again, to get invisibility in Manhunt on the PS2.
I like giving out PS2. It's still going strong.
Complete the Train to Kill and Border Patrol levels. Must have 5-star ranks in both. Then go back to the main menu. Press square 3 times. Down, square, down, circle, up. And you will be invisible. Thanks for the email. Keep them coming. Rick@sportsbyline.com. You can email me throughout the week.
We now return you to 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming on your respective networks. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.